This summer, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion made history with their song, WAP. They became the first all-female rap collaboration to debut at number one on the Hot 100 Billboard chart. Now from the top, make it drop, that's some wet, that's some wet. Now get a bucket and a mop, that's some wet. But that success is by no means isolated.
For anyone who engages with hip hop, like, women have been a part of it from the very beginning. They're a part of the building blocks.
That's music critic Brianna Younger. She says this year,
they've been putting out some of the most interesting rap music. They've been writing circles around a lot of their peers.
So for NPR Music, Younger organized a list called 2020 was the year female rappers dominated. She invited other writers like Jaina Jefferson to contribute.
You'll get women talking about their experiences growing up. You'll get women talking about what they prefer in the bedroom, as we've seen with WAP. But we also have women who will talk about mental health struggles. And we'll have women talking about how it took them a little longer to get to the place that they are today.
That's true of Jefferson's pick.
So I chose Chica's Balenci's,
which is all about what it means to make it in the industry. 4 years later and my racks blue, and my whole team is seeing green like Yoshi
X2. Now people taking in your face, I ain't ask you. I love her perspective on her career and how far she's come, but I also like how she likes to look back and see who she was before the fame.
The pain of 2020 was compounded for Black Americans by continued acts of police violence and crackdowns on peaceful demonstrators. This year had a lot of artists questioning their place within social justice movements.
There's also been a really great discussion and a healthy one about the role of celebrity in society.
That's journalist Shamira Ibrahim.
No Name has definitely been one of the artists who has tried to publicly educate herself and also create a forum to educate others.
I saw a demon on my shoulders looking like patriarchy, like squibble.
Hailing from Chicago, No Name is both a rapper and outspoken critic of the American criminal justice system. She runs a book club, No Name Book Club, that highlights the work of authors of color. And though she had said she was taking a break from music, she came back this summer when rapper J. Cole wrote a thinly veiled criticism of her activism into one of his songs.
He really doubts to write about me when the world is in smokes, when it's people in trees, when George was begging for his mother saying he couldn't breathe. You thought to write about me?
Her response, titled Song 33, is Shamira Ibrahim's pick for the list.
What it really does is, one, just kind of ground a response in centering the real objective of what we should be doing, but also just remind people that she is an artist.
Yo, but little did I know all my reading would be a bother. It's trans women being murdered, and this is all he can offer, and this is all y'all receive. Distract you from the convo with organizers. They talking abolishing the police, and it's a new world.
Hip-hop, you think about it, and it's like men and like what men want to do and what men are talking about. But this year really was just like women setting not only the bar, but setting the tone for the entire year.
Hi, I'm Leticia Harris. I'm a news assistant for NPR Music.
She chose a song called Telepathy by rapper Jungle Pussy. My problem is I be stuck in my fears. Don't look at me like that easy. You turn me
on. My friends say I'm just a wreck when I'm in love. Don't mess with me. Lyrically, it's so funny and witty, but it's about just her obsessing over this guy that's like not that cool. Why you
brought me to the store? Over at The Gumbo, a hip-hop site for and by Black women, founder Nadira Simmons picked a song by rap duo City Girls. I make them grow like Pinocchio. I'm a freak like a Scorpio.
Let's go live, make a video, and I'm a ride like a rodeo. And the song that really, really stood out for me was Rodeo, and that was the one where as I was going through the album, I literally got up off of my bed and started dancing. I was like, this is the song that I need to hear outside. San Antonio, I'm a thoroughbred. I love hearing two women kind of go back and forth on a track and pick up where another person left off. I'm young and I'm sexy and reckless, period. You remain at the forefront when it comes to being innovative. So I think 2020 just really exemplified that.
And along those same lines, Brianna Younger wrapped up the list with a track by Young Baby Tate and Flo Milli called I Am. I am protected, well respected. I'm a queen, I'm a dream.
I do what I want to do and I'm who I want to be. Kind of like about like speaking life into yourself and like manifesting, you know, yourself. And I think all of the women on the list do that. Like all of these women are here because, you know, they've had no choice but to manifest, and they've had no choice but to, you know, speak positively to themselves, because it's a genre that often doesn't speak positively to them. I don't need no one. I'm independent on my own.
I get that money and I can spend it because it's long. And looking forward,
there's still more to learn. Like, we need to invest in these women the same way we invest in digging through men.
This list, she hopes, is a step in that direction. I want a name.